John 14, and that is page number 1289. John 14, verse 6. Jesus says to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me." Read those words again. Jesus says to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Don't have anything more to read than that at this moment. We live in a world where quite often it's hard to determine what the truth is, actually. Sometimes it can be very confusing, and we don't really understand what's being presented to us. I was having a chat with Richard in the interval, and he related to me a story about 9/11, and I had to say to him, "I don't know. I haven't looked at the facts. I haven't appraised it. I haven't thought about it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is." And in many different ways today, the world is just full of chaos and turmoil and deceit through the lies of the devil, and it's difficult to determine the truth. But I'm not here to talk about those things. I'm here to talk about a person, and I'm here to talk about what I know to be true. There might be, and there are, many things that I don't know the answers to, and I don't know what the truth really is. But one thing I'm assured of, is that Jesus Christ is my Saviour and Lord. And he has come into this world as a Saviour of mankind. I know these things are truths, and he's come to save you from your sins. What wonderful truths these are. You know, this whole book that we have here, that we're privileged to have in our hands, the Holy Bible, we know it's the truth, every word of it, because it's been written by the Holy Spirit. It's been written by many, many different persons over quite a long period of time, through the whole of the Old Testament, before the Lord came to this earth, and during the time that the Lord was on this earth, there were more writings than after he was taken up to heaven, further writings which completed the canon of Scripture, and in it is the truth. And this is one of the things he says: "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Well, my friend, it's not a complicated message in the Gospel. The Bible tells us that we are sinners, that we all have gone wrong. We've all done things that are unrighteous. We've all told lies. We've all gone our own way and done our own will when we should have done differently. We're all sinners before a righteous and a holy God. That one thing is absolutely certain. Every single man, woman and child is a sinner in this room tonight. But are you saved? Are you a saved sinner? Because the gospel goes out to you that you might have faith and might have repentance. That you might have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That you might be able to look to that account in the Gospels about the crucifixion of Christ. And you might read, and I would just encourage anybody here in this room to read the account of the crucifixion of Christ more than anything else. If you want to read something to lead you to salvation, read the accounts of the crucifixion of Christ and the way that he has gone, that we might be brought back to himself. We have all gone our own way, but we can be brought back. And there, at Calvary's cross, he suffered the just judgment for our sin. I believe this to be a truth, my friend. Do you believe it to be a truth? Because it's in God's word that he was hung there nails through his hands and nails through his feet. And then there came darkness over the land. Think of that darkness, that impenetrable darkness, so that nobody could see what the Lord was going through at that time. Nobody could fully plumb the depths of what my Saviour went through there in those 3 hours of darkness, when he could say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Can you give an answer to that tonight? Can you? What will your answer be to that? He was forsaken, but I might never be. And that's why he found himself there. That's why he was forsaken. All the sins and the iniquities of the world were laden upon the head of the Saviour, and you can take that personally, and it's right that you should do so tonight. But you kind of reflect on where you are in your life if you're without a Saviour, and you understand how far you have fallen from God's standard of righteousness, and you consider that God, his God and Father, at that time on the cross, in those 3 hours of darkness, poured out upon him judgment that was due to you and me. He did not deserve that judgment. There was nothing in his life that deserved that judgment. He was righteous, he was holy, he was God. But we are the ones who have gone wrong. We are the ones who have gone astray. We are the ones who, without God, have judgment before us. But he bore the just judgment of God. He bore it in its completeness and its entirety. And he could say, it is finished. There. The whole matter of sin, that was his loud cry at the cross. When that work was completed, he could say, it is finished. The work of judgment was exhausted. God's judgment that was poured out upon his head, it was exhausted that you might come into blessing. And what God asks of you tonight is that you might have faith in that. That you might understand by the Holy Spirit who is working in this room tonight that the Lord went there for you and that he suffered there for you. And he's asking you to have faith in his name. Have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that you might be saved. Have repentance towards God. There are two most critical things in the gospel. Repentance towards God and having faith in the Lord's work at Calvary's cross. Repentance to God. Why? Because ultimately it is God whom we have offended. An a righteous, holy, eternal God. And we have to fall on our knees in repentance before him and say that we have done wrong, we have fallen short of the divine standard of holiness, and repent for what we are and what we have done. And then we look towards the Saviour, our Lord Jesus Christ, and we see him there, and we see that most extraordinary example of love, such as has never been displayed in this world by any other man. What an amazing sign of love that was. I can't find the words for it really. But that, for me, is love. That God sent his only beloved Son and offered him there at Calvary's cross, that we might be forgiven, and that we might be redeemed, that we might be brought back to God. It goes out to people who are afar off, that they might be brought in to God's offer of love, that we might have a hope. How wonderful that is. And my friend, when we look at this, he says, I am the way, the truth and the life. And it's wonderful that we consider that he went into the grave, he died, his blood was shed. How precious that is before a holy and righteous God. That soldier, when he had died, pierced the Lord's side and outflowed blood and water. And that blood was for my cleansing, was for my redemption. It says in the scripture that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. And the Lord's blood was shed And there is remission of sins. And there can be remission of sins for you tonight. Right now. How wonderful that is. The gospel is for now. It's not for some future date. His offer is for you to come into blessing now. Before it is too late. We don't know how long we have before the Lord comes. These things sound incredible to the natural mind. But my friends, they're true. And the Lord is coming. And this world will be a different place. You know, it's very easy to take the gospel for granted. It's gone out for so long. Nearly 2,000 years the gospel over has gone out in all its love and grace and mercy. And the Lord will come. And it will not be the same gospel for those who have heard it. And those who have refused it. And there won't be another opportunity. And so it is very urgent. It says in the scripture that now is the well-accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And how true that is, now. It's not for some future time to put in your diary. It's not for putting off that you want to enjoy your life for a little while, for a few years, and then come back and then repent or have faith later. You know, I've heard that said, you know, by somebody who I know quite well. That he's going to enjoy himself and he'll come back later. We don't know. You know, we can't say that. Whether we'll be given the opportunity. Offer of the gospel goes out that you might respond now. You know, I have people phone up and try and demand deadlines out of me. And you say, well, it might be 2 weeks' time or it might be 2 days' time. You have to keep it. But the gospel goes out that you might respond now. That you might understand now that you are a sinner. That you might understand now that God loves you. And that he desires to have all your sins washed away. What a wonderful blessing. What incredible love of God that is. That he looks at you. He looks at you and me and our lives and our troubled lives. And lives that have gone wrong. And lives that haven't worked out as you might have expected them. And he loves you. And he wants to remove every single sin so that you can be free and in his presence and enjoy. So there is hope. There is hope for everyone that believes in him. That one day we will go to be with him. That we will be caught up and to be with him. He will come on the clouds and we will be caught up to be with him forever. And we shall be forever with the Lord. What a wonderful hope that is. For each and every believer here tonight, I know there are many, maybe all, and I really sincerely hope in this room tonight, know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. And what can be more valuable in this world than knowing the Lord as your Saviour? Because that, my friend, is what goes through. Nothing else goes through. The clothes that we have and the material things that we have, all of that, it's all going to corrupt and disappear. But the bodies that we have here are going to corrupt and disappear. We will be given new bodies. But what will go through is our appreciation of Christ, I believe. You know, for each and every believer, you'll have an appreciation of Christ. Why the Lord is precious to you. And that's going to go through into an eternal day. Well, may you believe these things, my friend. May you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. If you don't know him, I would just implore with you tonight. Just have faith in the work that he has done. And you'll know your sins forgiven. And you have the most amazing future ahead of you. Not in this world, but you have the most amazing hope. Not a hope of doubt, but a hope of certainty. Of seeing the Lord face to face. Well, may you believe these things. For his name's sake.
Amen.